If you like stuff, then check out the Am I Stuff podcast with Mr. Kelsey Hudgens. He's a fella.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, live from the Screwball Whiskey Studios, S-K-R-E-W, ballwhiskey.com. Screwball Whiskey, tomorrow's stories begin right here. Hey, guys, how you living? You doing well? Good, glad to hear that. So in this episode, I talked about a couple of gigs that we did this week. Talked about having a good week. It's actually after midnight right now, so then officially my 33rd birthday. 33 years. 33 today. That's my birthday. Celebrate me. Anyway, yeah, so I just talked about a bunch of random shit about gigs, and then I also streamed live in Facebook in this one, and if you guys want to watch any of the video or follow along with some of the comments that I was responding to, go check out the Facebook Live video that I made for this episode. I think I'm going to start doing that now. I'm going to start streaming simultaneously. I ended up having some issues with the YouTube here. In this one, the YouTube was freezing up because I was streaming both from the computer. So I think going forward, I'm going to stream one with... I could just use the Mevo and do YouTube that way and then do Facebook through... I'll deal with that later. But anyway, so I talked about that, and I talked about this guy who tried to bring his saxophone on stage, and then I went down that old, don't show up with your instrument expecting to get on stage rant. So anyway, be sure to check that out. And what am I even talking about here? I'm just delirious. It's been a long week, and it's finally over. My birthday is right now. It's my only day off. My folks are coming down. We're going out to dinner shortly. That's going to be fun. So, please go to mistuffpodcast.com. Please subscribe to MI Stuff Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, anywhere podcasts are available. Please subscribe to MI Stuff Podcast, m.i.stuff podcast. Please subscribe, rate and review, all that good stuff. If you guys want to follow me on Instagram, Twitter, at MI Stuff Podcast, all over the board, at MI Stuff Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. I dropped the number one off of it. I just got it now to at MI Stuff Podcast, which I don't understand why they didn't let me do that to start with and made me put the one on it. But anyway, that's Twitter for you. At MI Stuff Podcast, all over the board on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And Kelsey Hudgens, at Kelsey Hudgens on Facebook and Twitter, respectively. And at Yonder Wizard, WIZZERD on Instagram, if you guys want to follow me personally. And not that it is necessary. If you guys would like to help out financially, then you can Venmo at Kelsey-Hudgens-1. Or there's a tip jar on the MI Stuff Podcast website that you guys can use. Not necessary, but certainly appreciated. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and let you guys get to episode number 179 of MI Stuff Podcast. Enjoy, motherfuckers. So, how's it going, folks? It has been a week. It's been an interesting week. So I'm pretty hoarse. I played with Cornbread at the Shrimp Fest. It used to be the Shrimp and Jazz Fest, but now it's just the Shrimp Fest. And we played at the Pilot House, and we do that every year, and I love that gig. That's literally my favorite gig every year. It's my favorite room to play for sure. I'm pretty confident in that. And we had a good time. It was good. Yesterday, I just that's one of those gigs that I remember going back to when I was still drinking, and it was just so much fun back then, even when I was just still drinking. But now I look back at it and I'm like, okay, so this is one place where I had fun when I was drinking and have fun now after. Most of the places that I enjoyed and most of the things that I enjoyed, sorry, Taco Bell. Most of the things that I enjoyed back in the day when I was drinking, I don't so much enjoy today. And this is something that is outside of that. And I really dug, we have one of the guys who works there, and he's been there for the entire time that we've been playing. And he one year got on stage with us and did this thing at the end. He likes to be a part of the jam at the end, and I don't mind that. I really don't. And I might have gotten a little over, como se dice, I might have gotten just a little tired, a little extra tired, and maybe a little ill the last time that he was there on stage with us. And he got on stage this time and was like, man, this is going to be the last time I'm going to retire. And we were all like, no, man, no, you're not. Don't do that. No, you're going to continue to do this. And it was just, it was a nice time. It was a little emotional, to be fully candid. But it was nice. Anyway, so did that. The gig was great. So let's go back up a little bit. So now that I've had a little bit more time to process this, and I'm only going to touch this for just a second before I move on. But the Atlanta Braves potentially threw that game five. We're better than the Cardinals. We were way better than the Cardinals. We should not have lost that game, but we did. Nothing you can do about it. So anyway, not touching on that anymore. The Braves could have thrown that game. It is absolutely breaking my heart to watch the Nationals just rip the Cardinals apart, knowing that we have beat the Nationals in, I think, every series we played against them this season. So there's that. Anywho, this week started off, what did we talk about last? Last thing we talked about, I'm pretty sure, was we had a good run. And I think I was talking about the Braves, but inevitably, I really mean, like, you know, that it's been a good run that I, come on. I'm sorry, I watch football too. But yeah, inevitably, by we have a good run. We had a good run. I was talking about the Braves, but and I think I'm getting to the point in my life to where my lifestyle and the things that I not like bad things, just like certain childish things that I have about myself. What that was loud. What happened there? What up, Scott Pate? Jeffrey. Anyway, yeah, I had, and by the way, audio folks, I did this last time for those who are listening on the podcast. By the way, anybody who's listening to this right now or seeing this on Facebook Live, if you guys want to subscribe to my podcast, MI Stuff Podcast, that's what this is, if you're not aware of that. But yes, audio folks, I'm also streaming live on Facebook now, and I used to not do that, but I'm live on YouTube and the Facebook, so I'm just broadening the reach a little bit. So, yeah. Anyway, I just feel like I'm getting to this point in my life to where, you know, thought as a child, spake as a child, and reasoned as a child, but now that I'm a man, I put childish ways behind me. But I still have a very, almost picked off again, Philip Rivers. I still have a very childish lifestyle in the ways in which I just do certain things. Like I'll I don't know. I still sleep till when I want to in the day and wake up when I need to. And I know that this isn't a problem. I even had this conversation earlier with Smitty while Adam was in the Turtle Mart. I call it the Turtle Mart because it pisses Edmund off. When he was in the Turtle Market. And he was like, man, you know, I don't look down on you at all about your lifestyle, like your sleep schedule and stuff, just because it's no different than someone who has like a third shift job or something like that. And if someone does have a third shift job, like if they're a nurse or something like that, and they sleep all day but then go to work at night, everybody's like, oh, I understand. But, you know, you being a musician, it just looks different from people's perspectives. And finally, points on the board for the L.A. Chargers, 24-3 with 14 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, if you're wondering. Anyway, so I think that portion of my life is coming to an end shortly, just not for nothing, but in an hour and a half, I will be 33 years old. And right on, Dustin Bruce. Appreciate that. Dustin Bruce of the Stevens Christian Academy, ladies and gentlemen. One of how many of us were there? It's like six of us at graduation, six or seven. So, yeah. I will be 33 years old tomorrow, in an hour and a half, actually. This is my Jesus year. My Jesus, Belushi, and Chris Farley year. Three of those people are, there's a lot of people who died at the age of 33, but I think that those are the most famous of those. Yep, Jeffrey went to Stevens, that's right. That's right, Jamie Bristow. Jamie went to Stevens. All of us in there would, Jamie Bristow would express 1MX and khaki pants, dude. Thanks, Dustin. But yeah, what's crazy is, oh, by the way, since we're on this subject real quick, the Stevens Christian Academy. So when I tell people all the time, now that I got y'all all here in the chat, when I tell people all the time that I graduated from a hallway with a bunch of classrooms, I am not lying about that. Like, I've driven people. Yeah, we played football. That's right. We drove by there one time, me and Adam and Smitty, on the way to a gig in Boone. And I was like, dude, that's my school right there. He's like, that right there? That's your school right there? Like, yep. A hallway with a bunch of classrooms on it. Pastor Larry's office, the front office, and then K through all the way through 12th grade on the end of the hall. Oh, man. What up, Cruise Line Phil? Congratulations on that South Carolina win. Yep, that's right. You entered and exited the building at the same time. That's almost the truth, man. And after school, every Wednesday, I would set up the entire band. Like, I would set up drums, a bass head, and a guitar stack down at the end of the hallway for youth group on Wednesdays. I would start setting it up before people got out of school, really. Sorry, Taco Bell got me, man. That's right, Phil. Oh, Cruise Line Phil, Dillon County, Dillon's finest. But, yeah, so just touching on that for a second while I had all y'all in here. Just that was like, it was so small. It closed down the year after we graduated. So six or seven of us is the only graduates that Stevens Christian Academy will ever have. It's crazy, isn't it? I'm starting to sound like Pharrell when I put a little volume behind my voice. Dustin Bruce, you want me to tell you one of the memories that I look back on fondly is that day that you got a Hemi Dodge Ram. You were the happiest person I've ever seen in my life. I think about that sometimes, how happy you were that day you got a Hemi. You just kept going around, I got a Hemi. Sure enough, we go outside, it was bad, man. Regular cab, black, beautiful, fast. Man, those were the days. But yeah, anytime I get a little volume behind my voice, I'll start to sound like Pharrell on the bench. You're listening to Pharrell on the bench here, and sunny New York City. However he does it. Oh, man. Oh, man, and they were fighting on the field. What are they doing here? They're just mad they're down 24-3. I know it sucks. Come on, man. Get over it. Proud of an opossum eating cream corn. I remember that, Hemi. oh, man. You know what, though? I missed the Bandit. I missed that Bandit. It wasn't even Trans Am. It was a Camaro, wasn't it? Wasn't that a Camaro? I remember we used to call him Cooter. He used to get so mad. I'm sorry. I probably started it. Oh, man. That's right, Lipstick City. You know what's funny, and I realized this? Did you know that LA plays like 16 away games a season? We're talking about them banana splits. I don't know if we're going that far today. It's not time for this talk. Maybe later. Oh, man. So anyway, I'm sorry. I totally went off. Yep, Camara. What up, Reggie Sullivan in the house? So, back to where we were. So, this week in music, we did a gig Thursday night, right? Where were we Thursday? Oh. Yeah, we did this Harley event at, not a whole lot, man. Good to see you, Brother Reggie. We did this Harley event at Old Chicago here in Garden City. And that was pretty fun. It went all right. Once I get on stage, I that's my comfort zone. Like, for a lot of people who are watching on Facebook, who's not used to my live streams and stuff, a lot of my YouTubers and podcast listeners have heard me talk a lot about my anxiety and just how I have issues with stuff like that. And my real brother Alan, not all them hoodlums that I call brothers that were just my friends that I met after I left home. That's my real brother Alan. What up, dog? It was just his birthday too. Our birthdays are, 3 days apart? His was the 11th, and mine is in just a minute. Did LA finally come through with a pick? Oh, that was timely. Anyway, yeah, sorry. So, most of those guys are used to me talking about my anxiety and things like that. So, I'll get on stage and I'll stay there. Even on the break, I'll usually be hanging out on the stage. Like, I'll hang out, you know, in that area where people see stuff and they're like, yeah, I should probably not go there. And I like to hang out there just because it sort of gives me that comfort in that I'm in my own place. Like, you know how some people, when they go to hotels, they like bring their whole house, like they put their clothes in the drawers and everything. They hang up their suit or whatever you have. They hang up their stuff, and they're just those kind of people. I'm not that kind of person. Like actually, I am that kind of person, but in my own way. So the fact that I have my system here that I leave at my house, and all of my instruments. Like all of my instrument, you like how I said that? All of my musical equipment that I bring to shows and stuff like that. If I have that there, that's like I've brought a piece of my house. Like I've brought a piece of home with me. So just so long as I stay near that, I feel like I'm fine. And after a little while of just dealing with that stuff, Something else going on. But after a little while of being up on stage and like just hanging out around that, I can calm down a little bit. Like some people, and if any Facebook folks who ever see me live or see me out with any installment of whatever bands I play with, I'm usually, if I'm in the room, you'll usually see me by the stage. There's a few exceptions, like if it's somewhere where I know everybody and I'm really comfortable in this place. But if it's a place where I don't have a lot of folks in the crowd that I know, well enough to, like, you know, hang out with and talk to for a second, I'll usually find my way to the stage and hang out there in my little safe space. And I don't care how that makes me look or how that makes me feel. I mean, I'm live streaming with a damn bun on my head because I don't care. I want to stress this. I don't care. I don't care how it makes me look that I need a safe space, because I do. And another thing, I heard some people talking some shit about the Joker movie. Listen, the Joker movie was great. Coming from the mind of a crazy person, the Joker was great, man. Like, it was nice to see somebody else. I even said this today to somebody. I was talking about Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads. It's like, I like music and things about dark stuff because I have a lot of darkness inside of me, and it's nice to know that somebody else also has that. Like, somebody else also feels that darkness in them like I do in me. And I'm just talking about that. Like, I really, I don't know. Like, it was nice. It was nice to see that. Obviously, I would not. Oh, first down. Obviously, I would not go so far as the Joker did and, you know, lose my mind in that aspect. But he was apparently like, I don't want to give you any spoilers. I'd like for you to watch the movie and make up your own decision. But I will say this. Don't go into this thinking comic books, Batman, superhero movie. Don't think that. Go into this thinking just a simple movie. God, Philip Rivers is just can't miss right now. Just go into this thinking that it's just a movie. Like, don't go in with any predetermined ideas of how this is going to work or what you think it's going to be. Just go watch it. It's really good. You owe it to yourself. Yeah, I'm sorry, Jules, I almost screwed up and dropped some spoilers. I didn't mean to do that. I'm weird about spoilers too. Smitty said something the other day in the car about the finale. He saw the trailer for the finale of The Righteous Gemstones, and I was like, wait, spoilers, I haven't seen it yet. He's like, dude, but you can watch it on the internet. I was like, I know, just because you can watch it doesn't mean, like, you know, we were explaining it, and I don't even know if we finished talking about it. It doesn't matter, but I'm weird about spoilers. You know what, I just think cars look better without them. That's not entirely true. The Mustang looks strange without a spoiler. Here we go. Now we're back on track to what we were talking about. Mustangs, right? That's where we were. No, it was Camaros, wasn't it? Anyway, back to the topic. So we did this gig, and most of the time I stay on the stage because of my anxiety that I like to be around my things and in my safe space. And I was up there and I was running music. For the they do this cash machine, and they were having issues with the wind, the blower or whatever, to get the cash to fly around in the little cash, you know, the little I don't know what you call it, like a little square thing where the cash flies around, and it's a portable one of those. And anyway, they did that, and I was running music for the thing, and I just pretty much hung out on stage the whole time. And as soon as we got done doing that, we went right back to playing. And I like to do that. I like to do full sets just without, you know, I don't want to, well, you know, man, again, first down still. There ain't no way. 24-3 though. We know what those numbers mean. Oh, 8 minutes and 57 seconds ain't gonna do that. But anyway, I like to do those gigs where I just get it all out of one chunk and then go home. And any time where I'm like, I have to take a break, I'll lose the momentum. Or if I sit down, I'm like, all right, I gotta get up. I can't do this. You know, if I sit down, I'm not getting up. But, that went pretty well Thursday night, and we did that. But most of the stuff that we did at that gig was talking about preparation for the next day. The next day, We had this gig down in Isle of Palms, which for those, I know I have some YouTubers that are from overseas and outside of this area. So we had a gig that was roughly 2 hours away, and it was a pretty prominent gig. It was for a rehearsal dinner, and come on. I need the Melvin Gordon points, man. But yeah, we did this thing in Isle of Palms, a couple hours away, pretty fancy gig, you know, rehearsal dinner and whatnot. And we got there and it was great. The people, as the night went on, the people started responding a little better. And in the beginning, it's sort of like the band. If you're like a band and you're playing a gig with for folks that you don't really know that well, I guess, or a crowd that you don't usually play for, it's sort of like a middle school dance. It's like kind of the band's over here doing this thing, and then the crowd's out there and everything. But we're not going to make eye contact because that'll mean we'll have to communicate or whatever it is. You know what I mean? It's sort of like that in a way. And we'll get. Well, anyway, as the night went on, like, I think the alcohol got into the systems, and we are most certainly a band that kind of fosters that whatever happens, happens kind of deal. And it ended up going really well, especially towards the end, but I felt so bad because we got there and they had rooms for us, and we were supposed to get the room keys before we left. And when we got everything piled into the vehicle, and we went ahead, and we got everything packed up, and Smitty was looking for his vape thing, and we were all in our own worlds and forgot to get the keys. So by the time we were on the road, screwballwhiskey.com, ladies and gentlemen, SKREW ball whiskey. Tomorrow's stories begin right here, screwballwhiskey.com. Did you like that, Carrie? Is that what we wanted? Click that, by the way. Click that link in the comments over here, screwballwhiskey.com. My one and only sponsor for my podcast. They the Facebook folks didn't get to see the intro in which Norm MacDonald talks us in. Do you guys want to hear Norm MacDonald talk us in, by the way? We'll do that in a second. We forgot to get the room keys. We just left and we were like, you know what? We're right here. We've got to get up kind of early and go do this thing tomorrow. So we'll just go on back. And we ended up making it back home. And, I love you guys back, Carrie. And the fine folks at Screwball Whiskey. Gosh, I love my Screwball Whiskey people. How ironic is it? I don't even drink, and my only sponsor is a peanut butter flavored whiskey. But I felt bad about that, and I text our contact, the girl that was getting married. I was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. Anytime I'm in a vehicle, I usually leave my phone in my pocket, and I'll deal with it when I get home. I know I have a problem with it at home for sure. It never leaves my hand, and or never leaves to where I can't get to it. It's over there now charging, but you get my point. I think all of us are about the same way. We all live with our phones in our hands, right? So I try when I'm at a gig or when I'm not, like, you know, when I'm out away, I try to leave my phone in my pocket unless I, you know, have to show somebody something or whatever. But anyway, we got back home, and I saw the messages that I got from the girl and was like, shit, I'm so sorry. We just forgot and we got out too quick. And by the time we were already out, we were like, you know what? We're an hour and 45 minutes away. Let's just head on back home. And that ended up being the better choice in the long run. And because the next morning we had to get up and go to Surfwater, which Adam Justice, Surf Signs and Designs. If you guys need anything at all printed, I think that they print cats. If I'm not mistaken, they will vinyl wrap your cat if you take it to them. And I'm pretty sure, I know Adam is no doubt asleep right now because he has to leave and go to Disney at about 3 a.m. And plus, he's pretty drunk a while ago. So I guarantee he's passed out. But Surf Signs and Designs, we went up there, and I went the night before. When I got back home from Isle of Palms, I went and picked up a few tumblers, and Adam's got this machine, nicer tumblers than that, like 30-ounce tumblers, and Adam's got this machine that'll etch into it, and we have the cornbread faces, like outlines. If you've seen any logos or anything, go to cornbread.com. I saw Smitty in here a while ago. Smitty's still in here. Post up some links to the cornbread stuff so they can see the pictures. But we have our faces and we etched those into these tumblers, and they did pretty good. But we needed merch to move, because every single time we go up here, we do really well in merch sales, and not just to do really well in merch sales is the reason why we wanted to do that, but we wanted, I don't know, man, I it makes me happy when I see somebody walking by with a t-shirt with my face on it. I mean, that's cool, and I don't know, I want to spread that more, I want to spread that around. I wanted to make sure that we had enough things for the people who wanted them, and I mean, the first day we went, yesterday, we printed four tumblers, like a shitload of shirts, a shitload of koozies, and we sold out. We sold out of tumblers, sold out of koozies, we sold out of, we almost sold out of hats, we sold out of certain sizes of shirts. So I said on the mic yesterday, I was like, you know, we want to have to go back to Surfwater in the morning and print some more shit. You know, we want to have to go back and do this again. So sure enough, we did. And this morning we had to go do it again. So that means that for those who know me well, know that this is a task. I have been out of bed and in the shower ready for my day at 9:30 for 2 days in a row. And that is unreal in my world. I'm the kind of person that will sleep until 2 if not bothered. And I have very little trouble with that. But man, I can't say that I didn't really enjoy getting the full day in 2 days in a row. That was nice. It felt like what other people who live lives different from mine call normal. And I don't know that I've felt that very often, that I was doing something that other people also did, because I hate things that other people also do. If other people do it, it means I don't want to really want to do it anymore. But anyway, I digress. So we got the stuff printed and sold out of it just about. So I went and got more last night before I went home. I stopped and went to two different locations and picked up a few different colors of these tumblers, and had the fraud center temporarily, whatever they have, what's that word? I'm like on limited sleep, so what's that word I'm looking for? They temporarily deactivated my card. And, because I went to two separate locations and bought just about the same price of things at both places. And they were like, yeah, did you do this? I'm like, you know what? As much as I'd love to tell you, I didn't go to two Walmarts and purchase blah, blah, blah dollars worth of tumblers. I did. I made those purchases. So, yeah, turn my card back on. But yeah, we did that, and we took all the stuff back today and printed more stuff this morning. We printed more koozies. We actually did a new design on the koozies, and that was cool. Sold out of those, I'm pretty sure. Maybe, I don't know, we might have a few less, but we definitely sold out. Yesterday we had four tumblers. Today we took seven and sold out of seven. I screwed up because I packed them all in too tight, and they got a little scratched, and I was like, man, it was my fault. I did it. What can you do? So today's gig and yesterday's gig at the Pilot House reminded me. Yesterday's gig reminded me of how the old school things used to go. When I was still drinking and like we would be in the middle of playing and just look around the room and then outside the bar and just people hanging around all over the place. Everybody's like moving on the same wavelength. Like everybody is. It's like the room is beating on the same pulse. Everybody in the room is like in the same, like all together on this one thing. And that's happened a few times, but not too often in the recent years. But yesterday, man, that we did this thing yesterday where we would just play songs and then we'd just keep going. And then at the end of that song, just go into another one. And I'm lucky to be able to take like Adam and Smitty down those roads. Those times when I'm like, I kind of just want to, you know, randomly go down this road and do something that we've done before. I just want to mix a bunch of shit together. So that was fun to do and just kept going and did a half hour jam. As soon as something was over, we'd go into something different and all in the same key, all that, like pretty much we stayed in the same chord and like just did a long jam for a half hour. And that was fun. I dug that pretty hard, but I hadn't done one of those in a while, and it just felt like an old school gig. It was nice. But today we got to see the offspring of a person who I remember. This is how long we've been doing this gig. I remember when this child who was dancing to us today, and there's cute videos on Facebook that I'm not going to share for, you know, obvious reasons, but there's a family who is very good friends of Cornbread, and they love us and we love them, and we are so lucky to have them as friends. We're so lucky to have them as just some of the greatest people that I've ever met personally, and I love these people. Well, since day one, they were coming and they would dance in front of us and just have the best time and make everything, I don't know, just made everything more comfortable for me to know that I was going to see those familiar faces. They were one of the first people that I remembered. Like when you see them every year, it's like, man, this is nice to see you guys. And I don't really, people who know me well enough know that that's not something that I don't really see a lot of people where I'm like, man, I'm really, really glad to see you. Because I'm usually not glad to see people. But this is weird because I love these people. And I saw them dancing all those years. And now the child of one of the girls who literally used to dance in front of us was dancing in front of us today. So I was like, we have broken that generational barrier. We have played music for three generations of this family to enjoy. And man, that's what it's all about right there, right? That's what it's all about. It's like, I don't know, just do, obviously making shit that people enjoy, but just making people happy. Making people happy is fulfilling. And I had a good time. I was glad to be a part of it. That was fun. And what's crazy is there was this, what up, Seventh Kevin? Oh, am I freezing? Really? Oh, video output low. It's probably because I'm streaming to two separate places. Sorry, YouTube. I'm going to be getting out of here soon anyway. I don't even know how long I've been going for. Yeah, we're getting about to that 45-minute spot here in a second on the audio. But yeah, man, I had a really good time. Really good weekend. It was just everything went really well. And there's not a lot. Oh, okay. There's one thing that I want to say. And if somebody hears this, because this happened yesterday, and if this person who did this hears this, don't take this personal. This is just something that you probably weren't aware that is something that shouldn't be done, but I have said it so many times that people probably know what's coming already. A guy walked in yesterday holding a giant case, obviously encasing some sort of instrument, and a stand for this instrument. He walked in, and I, like Adam, who thought, okay, this guy just got done with a gig. He's coming in to just, you know, sit his whatever is in your little case over to the side. So he walked in, and he said something about saxophone. And I was like, that's cool, man, right on. You know, still thinking, okay, this dude's just going to sit this thing down and, you know, sweet. He was like, man, I brought this in here. I'm going to sit in with you guys. I was like, I appreciate it, man, but I think we can handle it. And he was like, what's that? And I was like, man, I think we got it, man. I was like, we appreciate it, but we're good. And he was like, so y'all don't need me then. And then I just didn't say anything else. What I wanted to say was, no, we don't. And I'm at work. And I don't care how good you are at this thing that you have in your case there, man. Like, it's not cool to just show up unannounced. It's not cool at all to just show up holding your instrument, expecting to get on stage. Like, he just walked in holding his little saxophone case. Like, hey, man, I got my saxophone here. I'm ready to play. I'm like, good. Go play somewhere. I don't know. Does that make me a dick? Am I an asshole for that? I know. Where's Seth Funderburk at? I'll see him on Tuesday at Dead Dog. Where's Seth Funderburk at? He'll tell me I'm just a glorified beer salesman, and I'm supposed to let people get on stage with their saxophones and play with us. But you know what? I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. I will apologize for not being sorry, but I'm not sorry. And I'm so quick to say, hey, man, nah, we're good. We got this. We don't need any help. But I'll be nice and I'll say, no, appreciate, thank you for offering, but no, we've got this. But then whenever it becomes the point of them being like, oh, so you mean you don't need me then? I'm like, no, dude, we don't. Like, we've got all we need already right here. I mean, that just, it's awfully greedy, I believe, for someone to want to get in on that. We were already doing well. We were already doing good. We had the room. Does that make me a jick? I was about trying to mix the words jerk and dick. Does that make me a dick or a jerk? What does that make me? Am I an asshole? Nah, actually, I know I'm an asshole. I still have a hard time caring, though, man. I have a hard time caring about the repercussions of that. Just why, man? They said that I don't know if I'm not allowed to say this, but somebody said that I was telling that story to somebody, and they said that they heard the guy playing with somebody like down the way a bit. Makes me a jick. Yeah. Yeah, I'm all about business, man. But yeah, no, they said they heard him playing with somebody down the way a little bit, and it was just like bad. So I mean, I'm glad that I like. Here's the thing: do I miss out on some great musicians who literally could improve the show? Yes. Do I care? No. Here's the reason: because for whatever reason, this guy is walking around this place holding his saxophone in his hand instead of playing a gig there, you know? And in my opinion, if there are certain artists who are just so good that they never need to announce that they're willing to play, and the people will see them in the room and be like, I want you on this stage with me. That is acceptable. Shooting a message beforehand and being like, hey man, do you guys mind if I play some songs? Acceptable. Dude man walking in the room with his saxophone case, like, hey, I'm here to, like, showing up for work. Hey man, I'm here, I'm ready to play the gig. And just doing that, man, I'm like, bro, like, that ain't how this works, man. Maybe it's just me having been in the music industry for as long as I have here in this area. I've put in my time, touchdown Chargers. I've put in my time, you know, like I've done my due diligence. I've hosted the open mics. I've done the gigs for $50 a night that nobody else wanted to do. Like, I did those. When I wanted gigs, I went to the places where I knew I was going to be accepted. Open mics. Open live jams. Open jams, open mics. Like, that's what we did. I hosted those things for a year or more before I started, playing with any other bands. Like, I would just play with whoever showed up. And honestly, yeah, you're right, Robert. If he's that good, I would know him 100%. But yeah, I mean, just playing for as long as I did down here, and it just I would play with whoever showed up. Like, it didn't matter. It was me and TJ Mark, who plays drums for Bullfrog and Bangarang and Sweet Sweet and several other bands. Me and TJ were pretty much the only ones that were there every day, every gig. And we would just have, you know, random bass players jump in, random guitar players. It would just always be, you never knew what you were going to get, but that was expected. That was the sort of thing that we knew was going to happen. You know, like we knew that was to be expected. Now, when it's like, I'm expecting to do, right, Timmy. Timmy says, you have a right to be selfish about your own gig. Your gig, your rules, you put in the time, and no need to feel any kind of way about it. Yep, that's how I feel about it, man. I just, I've put in my time. I have done the work that, oh, did they get that? Did they just get an onside kick? You watching this, Timmy? Oh, no, that was Steelers. Game over. But like, I did that work, and I even had this conversation the other day where people will come up to me and I'm like, they're like, hey man, you know, I play guitar a little bit, you know, I've always wanted to get together and jam, you know, have somebody to, you know, just jam with, and I'm bad at stuff like that. So I was like, man, you know, if you really want to jam, dude, like, you know, hit up some, I know some really good open mics around here, some good open jams I could point you towards, man. Like, that's going to be your best bet. And so many people all the time coming up like, hey, man, you know, I play pretty good, man. I could really help y'all out, you know, trying to sideways of like joining band and stuff like that. And I'm like, man, no doubt there are so many people who could bring a lot more to the table than we're already bringing, but that's not us. That's not what we do. You know that, like, even, and that's that same story is true for American Sound as well as Cornbread. You know, just for the other band as well. We have a set. You know, or not a set, but we have a sound that we want to go for. And whenever we let me check on this. Yeah, I'm freezing up on YouTube. I don't know what's going on there. Am I still coming through audio at least? Anyway, sorry, YouTubers. Yeah, we just have a sound. We have a niche. We have a thing that we're going for. And sometimes the thing that you want to add is good for that. But other times it's just outside of what we want to go. What I want. I don't want to say we because I don't want to speak for other people. But for me personally, I just have a really hard time sharing my stage because I've worked really, really, really fucking hard to get there. Forgive my language. I've worked really hard to get there. The podcaster listeners are probably like, why is he saying forgive my language? It's because I'm live on Facebook now and also like to the world, not just YouTube and you heathens that download. By the way, please subscribe to Kelsey Hudgens on YouTube if you have not already, or MI Stuff Podcast, anywhere podcasts are available. I'd appreciate that. But yeah, man, there's certain etiquette that you should go about, and I think there's certain steps that you should take. And even if like for instance, Cornbread has been playing in this area for a pretty good amount of time, and we've been playing in this area long enough to where we can sort of control our destiny, if you will, as far as let's see. Timmy says, dude, I'm the same way, man. I'm sure people say the same about me, but I'm like, I'm good. When I'm off, I'm off. And I don't feel like jamming with people when I'm off. And I'm like, you, why should you share your stage? Exactly. Why should I share my stage? I feel that strongly. And when I say my stage, I don't want Adam or Smitty to think, you know, I'm calling it my stage. I mean them. I'm speaking on behalf of them too. Like, I mean, This is just not the kind of thing that, and yesterday it was a huge, huge day. We did very well and the crowd was great, but there was a couple of times, and I kept it very, very under wraps. It's a couple of times in the middle of songs when people would come on stage and have people take pictures of them on stage in the middle of songs, come up and stand between me and Smitty and like taking pictures or taking videos or dancing between us. And I was just like, listen, like I really appreciate you guys having a good time. And we'd be more than happy to take pictures with you after, you know, we get done with the song. But while we're playing songs, just, you know, leave this area to us. And I was on full comedian time yesterday. Like, I was, like, the whole time I was doing everything I could to do stand-up almost in between songs yesterday. I was in that mindset. That's where I was. So just I broke that character to say, like, yeah, we'd be more than happy to take pictures with you. You know, we'd love to take pictures with you, whatever, but just let us get off the stage and get finished with our songs. Like, my thing to say when people come up to me and they're trying to have a conversation with me in the middle of a song is I'll say, I'm kind of busy right now. And I don't think people understand that what I'm actually saying is like, leave me the fuck alone right now. I'm sorry. I'm in the middle of something. But people don't get that. I don't think people understand that. And that sort of mentality is what drives me to the thought of maybe these folks don't understand that this really is work. Maybe they don't understand that this is job. This is work. And I am making money right now for like my life to pay my bills with. I'm not here doing this novelty thing that you do every Thursday down at the bar that you go to with the same three songs that you and your cousins sing on anything, base, whatever you got going on, wherever you go. And I'm sorry, I took that too far. But, like, this ain't that. This ain't that. And Phillip Rivers just keeps throwing interceptions. Like, he just won't stop. He doesn't know how to stop. So much for them Melvin Gordon points. That's ball game. But yeah, come on, man. Like, this isn't the same. And people probably, now that I've said that, I have this thought in my mind now, that this probably is viewed somewhat like karaoke. Like, people look at maybe what we do as like glorified karaoke in a way, because that's what they can equate it to. So they're like, if their friend's singing a karaoke song at the bar, they can walk up and throw their arm around their friend at the karaoke bar and have people take videos of them on stage with their friend while they're singing the karaoke thing. So in their minds, this is what I'm doing is probably no different than that, but it is very much different. Very much different than that. And I was a little up. I was actually really upset by it. Adam even said I could tell you were pissed, but I kept my cool. Like, I was really calm. I tried harder. I tried harder for that gig just because I love this gig at Pilot House. And I tried harder. So, oh shit. Phillip Rivers out here dragging this dude across the field. Y'all look up that video. Did you see that, Timmy? But man, I don't know. This dude, this dude was taking this video, and this woman was out there dancing in the crowd, and then all of a sudden she just comes up on stage, and I was like, no, ma'am. I was like, no, ma'am. I said that twice. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yeah, he is. And then she got on stage and she was leaning over and trying to say something to me while I'm like in the middle of playing a song. And I was like, I'm a little busy right now. And I said it a little more stern than I said the no, ma'am twice. But like I said, that's probably got a lot to do with why I feel like people look at my job as a novelty and not a job. And that hurts. That sucks. It stings a little bit to know that I, in their minds, might be a second-rate citizen because I operate outside of the... Oh yeah, I've done that before. Timmy stops and stops the whole show and let it be quiet for a minute until they sit down. I did that one time at where was I? I was at Duck and Dive in Wilmington, North Carolina. Great spot, by the way. I love that bar. We got a couple of gigs coming up there this winter. I did a gig up there one time, and this in the middle of me and Smitty playing a duo. This bitch, and forgive my language, but that's what she was. I'm sorry, I can't help it. She got on stage and just started singing on the microphone. Not only, I'm a tall guy. I'm pretty tall. And even for tall guys, I like my microphone to be pretty, you know, pretty high up. Oh, Jeff Rolls in the house. I was just talking about you guys a while ago and how much I love y'all. Three generations of them Rolls girls have danced in front of Cornbread, and that just makes me smile, man. I'm happy, all of y'all. I was glad to have y'all there, man. I'm just glad to have y'all, period. But anyway, I digress. Y'all making me smile over here thinking about all that, that good time that we had today. Anyway. I lost my train of thought. What were we doing? Oh, yeah. So, Duck and Dive in Wilmington, North Carolina. And, buddy, we're going to do that. By the way, I overuse that love icon because I love a lot of shit. I'm just spreading love all over Facebook. I had this girl just get on stage. like I said, I'm a pretty tall guy, so she had to grab my mic from way up and pull it down to her level. And immediately, middle of the song, I just stop, throw my arms behind my head, and lean back, and I just stood there. The bartender was looking at me, smiling, like he knew what was going on. Like in the middle of a song, just okay. So that's what we're doing now. And then I can't remember exactly what I said, but I proceeded to embarrass her in front of most of the room. And then they'll make some kind of snarky comment like, oh, you think you're funny or whatever have you. But doesn't matter what you say, because I've already turned the entire room against you. Rule number one, and I'll credit Ed, you can do what you want, my friend. Ed Dennis right here, Ed Dennis in the chat here, is the one of the, like, he's the cover for Brother Adam Justice. So when Adam Justice can't do a gig, Ed is the first call. And no offense to anybody else who's ever done gigs with us before, Ed is always going to be the first call, and y'all have to forgive me for that. But Ed will always be the first call when Adam can't do a gig. Just, I'm very peculiar about stage stuff, if you guys can't tell already. And Brother Ed is, I learn a lot when you play with us, buddy. I like to know the right way to do things, and Ed knows the right way to play most songs. So, like, we'll be playing a song, and we'll be playing it with Adam, and then I'll play it different. He's like, we've never done it like that before. I was like, yeah, we did it wrong before. Like, I was talking to Ed. This is how it's really done. And he's like, man. So, yeah, I love playing with Ed. But right, Timmy, dude, it's just like, you've already turned the room against them. And it's so easy to do that. And the cardinal rule in going out is do not fuck with the person who has the microphone. Because the power of a microphone, few people understand it. And if you come into a room and you're acting like an asshole, and somebody with a microphone notices you acting like an asshole, and you know what? Usually, they'll just let you go on and let you be an asshole and just let you live your life like that. But if you bring them into it, then you really don't know, because then they'll say something on the mic that everybody else in the room was thinking. And then when they say that thing that you thought was shitty and the entire room starts clapping and you look around and realize that you're the odd man out now, or you're the odd one out, you know, that probably doesn't feel too good to a lot of people. But again, I don't care. Matter of fact, one of my greatest joys in life, we all have a duty to call them out. And Timmy, you might be the same way, buddy. And Ed might deal with this too, with Sunburst Radio. By the way, if any of you guys who are watching this are not familiar, I hope y'all don't mind me putting you out there. Brother Timmy Pierce is a fantastic solo artist. And you owe it to yourself to check him out. If you ever see Timmy Pierce's name on any sign anywhere, go see that. And Ed Dennis has also got a band called Sunburst Radio that you guys should check out. If you ever see those names on any sign, go check them out for sure. But, man, it's one of my ultimate joys in life is when I see that arrogant person who has never been told no. And it's nothing against you, ladies. You know, I love you. It's usually a woman. It's usually a girl who is just like, you know, never been told no about anything. And you can just tell that they, and sometimes as a dude, you can just tell that they've never had that. What? I can't do something. What do you mean that I can't do something? Like, I don't understand this. So, it is one of my joys in life to remind those people who think they're so much better than everyone around them that they are not even close to as good as the person sitting next to them because of how they look at everybody else. Man, I mean, just I love just popping somebody's all the air out of their balloon. I love doing that. When you see somebody, and you can usually tell who it's going to be when they walk into a room. If it's like if there's like a group of a few people, and there's one person who's just being louder than everybody else, who's just like that look at me. I'm too insecure to I'm too insecure to just sit quietly. I want everybody to know that I'm here. I want it's not enough for me to be in the room. I have to have everybody in the room know that I'm there. Those people are usually the ones that'll be the ones who you end up having to call out. Man, I love doing it. God, I love doing that. Oh, yeah, pop the no cherry. 100% you pop their no cherry. Like, you could just tell. It's like, it's my friend's birthday. I'm going to get up and say something for her birthday. What's your friend's name? Insert basic bitch name, whatever. I'm pissing a lot of people off here, am I? I don't care. Insert whatever basic bitch name. It's my friend's birthday, and I want to say something for her. And I'm like, okay, well, you're not going to, you can, by all means, if she's your friend, then go say it to her, but you're not going to bring my microphone or my my soundboard into this. There is a, if you'd like for me to wish your friend, whose name I struggle to recall, a happy birthday, then I'd be glad to do so. Or your friend who's getting married, and it's you, episode number 100. Yeah, popping the no cherry. Yeah, that's it. That might be what we do, because I never know what to call these things. But yeah, just like you could tell. And just tell when they walk in, and bachelorette parties are usually not a good sign for a band, because they kind of want. And here's another thing too. Sometimes it's okay if the jukebox would do a better job than you. So many times in gigs when we have said. We've looked at the room. We've took our stab at what we are able to do and what we're capable of. And if nothing we do hooks, then take a break and throw the jukebox on. If that does well, then that sometimes it happens. Sometimes the jukebox does a better job than us. And that has nothing to do with us or our quality of music or our quality of anything. It's just sometimes that does better. But man, some of those people don't want a live band. They want a jukebox that they can interact with. Which is another disheartening fact of people looking at what we do as not being a real job. Speaking of real job, Corey Wong, real job. Doc Simons showed that to me the other day when he did the episode with me. It's really good. Today I'm going to get myself a real job. It's pretty funny. But that's and the fact that he wrote a song about it is obvious that I'm not the only one that deals with this situation where And I always, my comeback is always, yeah, well, my fake job pays real money. So, you know, that's always my comeback. But it's obvious. And I'm sure I've got I see Jeff Thomas in here and definitely Timmy and Brian. And most of you guys have regular jobs as well. But you can attest to the fact that, man, people look at, you know, the music thing as a hobby for sure. Like, it's 1,000% a hobby that people, you know, pay us handsomely for. But I don't know, man. It's a real job. I'm at work. Don't bother me. How did I get down this road? See, this is what happens in the podcasts. I'll just start talking and end up down a complete different road than I ended up intending on going down. And I think that's okay. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I actually ended up talking a little longer than I expected too, since I said I was going to start winding it down. But I will start winding it down now. I guess in closing, I will say this. I had a really good week. I had a really good 32nd year around the sun. It was a good year. 32 was a good year for me. I had a lot of huge accomplishments this year. I hit a lot of really nice milestones. The podcast has been doing very, very well as of late, as far as like listenership and things. Only thing lacking in the podcast is I've been lacking in releasing content consistently, which I'm trying to remedy right now. I just need to. It's easy for me to want to just come home and mentally turn my brain off and relax and mentally relax. I said this earlier today when I was talking to Adam and Smitty, and they were like, you know, pretty much what you constantly relax. And I'm like, physically, yes, but mentally, it's never off. It never goes off. And the podcast, I guess, is a way to muffle that a bit. It gives me the opportunity to get on here and use these recorded therapy sessions to talk about the things that bother me and to find out if it's somewhere where I'm lacking or something that I've got wrong. And I bounce ideas that I have off of so many other people just to see if I'm wrong. You know, because I have no problem with, you know, I want to know if I'm doing something wrong and I need to change. Like, it might not be very easy to do, but I'd like to start the process, you know, if that makes any sense. So, in closing, yeah. Yeah, I hear you, Brian. I believe I'm guilty. I believe I've got that virus. We were talking the other day, me and Adam are on the same wavelength as this, and Smitty, not so much. We were talking the other day about when we're playing music. Oh, Lord, we don't need that, Jeff. We do not need that. Make America late again. We were talking about how during a song, and I'm not sure how you are when you play, Brian, but Timmy or Jeff, honestly, but when I'm playing, I'm watching TV. I'm like looking at people in the crowd. I'm like watching stuff. Like I could do an entire show. Like, we've done entire gigs before, and then in the vehicle on the way home, I'll explain that I witnessed something happen in the crowd and like picked up an entire conversation between several people at a table and just the vibes of things. Like, when I'm playing, I'm so far away from, oh man, shots fired at South Carolina State Fair. Is that tonight? Or is that, huh? Oh man, Ed, that makes me feel better. Love the music, absolutely. But yeah, I mean, when I'm playing music, my brain is so far away from the music. Like, I'm not thinking about the music. It's just, that's happening. I'm not thinking, like, if I bring my brain into it, like, I'm done. Usually, I'm just watching TV. Usually, I'm just watching TV or watching people. And Smitty said that he's like, man, I get in the zone, man. You know, like, get in the zone or whatever. And I was like, man, I don't know if that's what I call it or what it is, but I definitely like not thinking about the music. I even told Doc this the other day, and he was actually shocked that I said this. I was like, yeah, man, I'm paying attention to everything going on around me. Like, I'm very, very observant. I notice things that not everybody notices, and I can't turn that off. But, oh, man, it's going to rain. But, man, that usually ends up boding well for me, though. Like, just watching TV and talking to the crowd about the stuff that we're watching on TV, that sort of makes it feel like you're sitting at a table having a conversation about something, you know, a mutual interest. And just starting conversation with people. And that's sort of my niche on stage, is like having the conversations with the crowd. I really enjoy doing that. That's fun. But, do I have anything else worth saying before I get off here? This week, I don't have my phone's over there. This week, if any of you guys are not doing anything Tuesday night, I will be solo at the Dead Dog Saloon from 6:30 until 10. Yeah, I think so. From 6:30 to 10, and I think that they will be doing the, you can watch the live stage cam from deaddogsaloon.com. So if you guys want to log in there, I will try to remember to share the link to that. Before I play, but otherwise, in 26 minutes, I will start my 33rd trip around the sun. So it will be my birthday in 26 minutes. And it is my only day off. I plan to do absolutely nothing. And my parents are coming down. We're going to go to dinner. And then I plan to follow that with doing more of absolutely nothing. To someone listening, especially originals. I hear you, Brian. Yeah, I hear you. And I understand that that's not a normal thing that I do, to where I'm just paying attention, like not really paying attention to the song or to what I'm doing. I understand that a lot of folks do that differently, and they have to be, you know, what is the word I'm looking for? They have to be like engulfed in the song, like engulfed in the music. And thanks, man. Thanks, guys. Yeah, they have to be engulfed into it. Like, it has to be at the forefront of their mind. And I can't do that. Like, if I did that, I would screw up. And that's probably, that's probably got a lot to do with why I smoke. Because One thing is for certain: when you smoke, it takes your brain out of the equation, and that's the best thing. And people hear me say that a lot: is taking your brain out of the equation. Like that's the key. Thanks, Arlene. Taking your brain out of the equation, 100% the key. I think, and for me, and I mean, I too often say things that I intend to just say about myself that I think that people might think I'm imposing on them or their lives to live that way, and I'm not. I'm just speaking on behalf of myself. But yeah, for me, the key is to turn my brain off, because it's just constantly running, and it's easy for me. Like, I have to fall asleep to the I have to have something on TV to fall asleep, because if I don't have something that part of my brain that doesn't stop running, if I don't have something to let that part of my brain concentrate on, I'll never fall asleep. Like, I'll just lay there and lay there and lay there. But if I can lay there, and I've got right now is Jurassic World, the first remake, the first Jurassic World with Chris Pratt and Ronnie Howard's daughter, Bryce Howard. But yeah, just now that's what's on. So if I'm laying in bed and I have that makes sense. If you're engaged emotionally, you're usually not engaged intellectually. Yeah, I can see that. for sure. But like I said, if I don't have like Jurassic World to like, you know, let my subconscious concentrate on for a little bit, I'll never fall asleep. Like right now, I could just go in and put Jurassic World on so my brain can like focus on that. And then it's easy for me to fall asleep after that. But now that we've gotten to the point where I can, I'm describing to you what it takes for me to fall asleep, it's probably time for me to cut this thing out. So thank you so much, Brian. I appreciate that. So yes, my birthday is in about 20 minutes. Yeah, 33, my Jesus year. It's been a good year. It's going to take a lot to top my 32nd year, but I think that every year going forward is going to get a little bit better and better because, damn it, I'm going to make that happen. All right, if you guys want to... You guys want to see the outro kind of thing? Yeah, why not? All right. So please go to mistuffpodcast.com. Check out the website. All sorts of cool things there. It's not necessary if you guys enjoy the content at all that I create through this podcast and would like to help out financially at all. You guys can Venmo me at Kelsey-Hudgens-1. There are links to the tip jar inside the website. Like I said, it's not necessary. Just definitely appreciate it if you guys would like to help out at all. That's where you can do that. Also, Screwball Whiskey. Check out our sponsors at skrewballwhiskey.com. Screwball Whiskey, tomorrow's stories begin right here. Once again, skrewballwhiskey.com. Follow them on social media and share the shit out of that stuff. The Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey is absolutely amazing, as so I've been told. I've still yet to taste it because, you know, for obvious reasons. But please go check those guys out. They're doing some great stuff out of Ocean Beach, California. And we love everybody over at the Screwball Whiskey headquarters. Thank you guys so much for being kind to me. Yes, do that. Please subscribe. Kelsey Hudgens on YouTube. Subscribe to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, MI Stuff Podcast, M.I.Stuff Podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, anywhere podcasts are available. You can find us there. And I would certainly appreciate your subscription there. And if you wouldn't mind giving a little rate and review, that would also be very, very, very kind of you. Tuesday, Dead Dog Saloon. If you guys hear this before October 15th at 6:30 p.m. in Murrillsville, South Carolina, Dead Dog Saloon, I will be playing solo there. There are more shows that are coming up throughout the week. I believe maybe Wednesday at Abuelo's. I'm not sure about that one. I haven't double checked it, and got some American Sound gigs coming up this weekend. So I'll be telling you guys about that on Wednesday. A lot of cool guests coming up in the future. Sorry, in the very near future. Stay tuned for some cool announcements about that. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here and let you guys get back to your lives. I love you. I mean it. Peace, bitches.